This is Brody Jorgen with more news from St. John, New Brunswick. Members of St. John News Chasers were duped by local funny man John Forward on Monday afternoon. Mr. Forward started a rumor that a man was attacked by a group of feral cats and followed up by posting a link to a very convincing fake news broadcast, which was heard by over 200 people before being removed by the group a short time later. Regular poster in the group, Dum Dum McGee, had this to say.
I done had to wear my snowsuit and hockey helmet when I went to the store to get my smokes because of them there feral cats. I didn't want to lose my eye.
H to the C has also reached out to John Forward for the following exclusive comments.
You know, people say I just did it for a laugh. Really, this is a serious social issue that I was trying to address using a little bit of humor. If people would bother to check their sources and actually look around at the other stuff that are posted on that website, they would see that it's actually a very good comedy podcast with crazy storylines, intrigue, characters, movie reviews, lots of laughs, and even more learns. Offered completely free of charge. htothec.podbean.com.
This is Brody Jorgen, signing off.
There'd be a big needle going into your brain, but I'm cool with that.
I don't care. My grandfather always said, if you can't learn something in 3 seconds, it's not worth learning.
Is there such a thing as a font color that will only show up if you hold the UV lamp up to your computer screen?
Oh, we should invent one if there isn't.
I hope you were looking the whole time.
I hope so, too.
Because if you were,
you're here it comes.
All idiots.
Stupid, stupid idiots.
Dislocating your groin is probably the most painful thing that you could ever do.
More painful than when I had to look into her beautiful fat eyes and tell her that this Manitoba milk bag just wasn't going to work. H-T-O-T-H-E-C.
H-T-O-T-H-E-C. H to the C, motherfucker!